With you today, I have Elizabeth and Ethan, and I'm Bao. Today, we're going to discuss three books. Hey, Ethan, what did you read? Tell me a little bit about your book.
I read the book Brian's Return. It is the second book in a series by Gary Paulsen. It is the second book because the first book is called Hatchet, and it's where a guy got stranded and he had to survive on his own. And then in the second book, he gets bullied, and then he wants to find out what the meaning of life is and why he's here on the earth. So he goes back to the place he was stranded on, and he was trying to survive and more.
Oh, Ethan, my book was also about people surviving. Okay, so my book was called Narnia. And it's about this family of four kids, a little girl, a little boy, a big boy, and a big girl. Okay, so then they're in World War II, stuck in England, and their parents send them out to another place so they can be safe and protected so they're not in the war, in train. So then they go, and then they're in this castle with the nanny. They started playing hide and seek, and they try seeking. The little girl goes into a big brown tall wardrobe, and then she falls. She falls out of that wardrobe through the back, and then she looks around, and it's like a winter wonderland. It's all winter. It's all snow. There's no one there, and she goes back to into the wardrobe and back into the castle, into her home. She goes, oh my God, I need to tell my siblings now. They need to see this. So then she goes to them, and they didn't believe her. They just thought they were things in her head. Then she said, please believe me, it's true. Until a couple days later, her brother fell into the wardrobe just like she did. The brother ran into an ice witch. She manipulated him and gave him any food he wanted and said, come to the castle with me in a few days. So then he felt power over his family because his family always mistreated him.
So, Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, Bao, the name of my book is The Total Tragedy of a Girl Named Hamlet by Erin Dion. It is about a girl that is in eighth grade, and she has a little sister that is very, very smart. She goes to her school now because she wants to go to college, but in order to go to college, she has to have to done...
And how old is she?
Oh, well, she's about 6 or 7.
What? And she's that smart?
Yep. Crazy. So, in order to get to college, she has to take extracurricular classes, like art or music. So she goes to eighth grade with her older sister, and now her older sister is very embarrassed. But her older sister is very embarrassed. She has to help her get around and everything, and all the kids are staring at her laughing. Her older sister has no hidden talents that she knows of, but her younger sister is super smart and has a bunch of talents. Then a couple days later, her older sister finds out that she does have a hidden talent when she's reading Shakespeare, and she does it very well. She has an acting talent. Now the older sister is actually known because she has a hidden talent, but she does not like being known. And now her parents are more fixated on her than her little sister. This is not good.
Elizabeth, thank you for that brief summary of your book. Ethan, can you tell me a little more detail about yours?
Well, my book is about this kid named Brian. He's not a little kid anymore, and he can't understand his high school life because he doesn't really have any friends.
Oh, that's kind of like the girl in my book.
Oh, cool. Now, he goes back to the woods because he can't figure out what to do with his life and stuff. So now he tries to find his true path in life and what he's supposed to be doing.
Oh, that's in the book I read, when the little boy falls for the witch's trap. He just wants attention, so he gets it, but he ends up getting his family in trouble.
Did anything help them defeat the witch?
Yes, when they went to the spring season, they met a lion. The lion helped them defeat the witch that wanted to kill their family. The lion saved them all. So, Elizabeth, now that the bigger sister also has a hidden talent, how are her parents treating her?
Well, now her parents are more focused on her, which, like, she kind of likes, but at the same time, she doesn't because, like, she doesn't want, like, all the focus to be on her. So, yeah.
Ethan, how did he get to the island?
Yeah, how did he? Well, he first, like, he had to canoe to the island and, like, to this place where he hired a guide to take him on a helicopter to his island, and he brought, like, a bunch of food,
Ethan,
tents.
Not to be rude, just wondering, though, does he have any family? Like, did his parents die, or do his parents know he's traveling to the other island?
Well, his dad and mom are divorced, and in the first book, it's called Hatchet because he gets a hatchet from his dad, and this one's called Brian's Return because he's returning, obviously, and he doesn't have any siblings. He's an only child, and his parents know, but they support him because he goes through, like, mental health because of, like, what he's seen before, and he's had to kill people, like, kill stuff and stuff.
Oh, that's sad. Wow, who was your author again?
It was C.S. Lewis. What about yours?
Mine was Aaron Dione.
Oh, yeah, like I mentioned before. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So my book was basically about surviving and family, protecting one another. They end up freezing the witch in spring. They go back and they live a happy life. Elizabeth, how is yours? Tell me a little more.
Well, at the end,
I say it kind of relates to mine with sibling connection.
Yes. At the end of the book, the siblings, like, reconnect, and they actually, like, they feel closer to one another. They don't hate each other as much as they did before.
So, Elizabeth, now that the bigger sister also has a hidden talent, how are her parents treating her?
Well, now her parents are more focused on her, which, like, she kind of likes, but at the same time, she doesn't because, like, she doesn't want, like, all the focus to be on her. So, yeah.
Oh, because my book also, the witch threatens the little boy that if he doesn't bring his family to the castle, he'll freeze him. He'll freeze him to ice.
Oh, I just noticed. Both of our books is about siblings' connection with one another.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Elizabeth, let's talk a little about Ethan's book. I thought it was interesting that the boy went to the island and survived. What do you think?
I also thought that was very interesting. I mean, like, it must be very hard to survive with not that many tools or food supply to have. Now that you're talking about family, how did the family ever end up at the end of the book?
Oh, they got to the spring season of Narnia, and they defeated the witch. Which that means when they defeated the witch, they went back to the wardrobe and ended up happily ever after. So with you, we have a special guest,
Miss Alex.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to let you guys know that I totally heard your podcast on the radio, and I thought it was so good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Today, we also have another guest. It is a student at Palmer Trinity.
Hi, I'm an 8th grade student at Palmer Trinity School.
She heard a podcast yesterday and said to me that she would like to be on the podcast.
It was very interesting and full of things that I didn't know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on EEP. I hope you enjoyed it. Now we will have some amazing background original music you will love.
Thanks for listening to EEP. Thanks for listening to EEP.
Thanks for listening to EEP. Thanks for listening to EEP.
Thanks for listening to EEP. Thanks for listening to EEP.